Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Yes, I'm here. Yes, it's Bennett Pomerantz, and it's Anything Goes. The one thing I must tell you is people have come out of the woodwork and said, you're still doing shows? Great, I'm coming. So I am booked through May. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but God, people are coming out of the woodwork. It's so much fun. I can't believe how many people have said, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to do your show. Let's do it. Tonight I have a guest, and I want to say this correctly. I've known her for years. I've known her husband for years. She's a wonderful lady, and she's written not one, but two books, and I'm amazed at this lady. Well, this lady has always been a neat lady. Her name is Paulette Gainswood, and she is, as I said, a neat lady. She's always intrigued me. She's a I've read excerpts of her writing, and she is amazing. And good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Well, evening, Bennett. Good afternoon. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
I'm on Tokyo time. What can I say? Benijiwa. Okay. Hey, I can get away with my show. No, good
yes,
evening, ma'am.
Yes, you can.
I can, yes. As long as I don't say all those seven words you can't say on television. And most of them are acceptable in today's liturgy. So I'm going to ask you a stupid question. I bet you people have asked this before. How did you... I know you've been writing for years, but how did you finally get up the... I wouldn't say
you can
courage,
say it, nerve.
Thank you. I was trying to be nice. You notice I don't want your husband to beat me up. I was trying to be nice. What made you get the nerve to write your first two books?
I turned 70. That did it. It because it was, you know, now or never. It was do something now or just stop talking about it. And, the writing part for me has always been a challenge because I'm dyslexic, and any fourth grader can outspell me. And my husband, George, kept saying, get something down on paper. The editors will take care of the rest. And lo and behold, the man was right. Who knew?
Oh, no. The husband is, I'm not going to get killed, I hope. The husband is always right. George, best to you. He's always right now. Okay.
Yeah, so.
When I've had a problem, George has always been right. And so, George, you're right. But all
so I contacted Amazon's Create Space, and I had two wonderful editors, and they helped me so much. I mean, I really got a smoother, tighter stories with their suggestions. And, I'm very fortunate that both of my books have become number one international bestsellers on Amazon. And it's just been a really wonderful and exciting time.
So are you excited about now being adding the title of author next to your name?
I got to tell you, it's really cool. We went to a music event at our church, and a group of us went out to dinner together after. And I was seated next to a lady that I didn't know, but she and I started talking, and she said, oh, what do you do? Are you a musician? And this is my first time with this, and I paused for a moment and said, no, I'm an author. And it was my first time saying that. And her face just lit up, and she says, oh, my goodness, I've never met an author personally. And, you know, she got out her phone. We went to Amazon. She looked up the book, and she says, oh, my goodness, this is so exciting. And I think she was actually more excited than I was, right? But it was wonderful to say because, you know, everyone's not an author. So it was just so cool and exciting to be able to say that.
Believe me, it is amazing because you're an author. I have felt that too, you know. You're the guy that wrote something. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But you hide your face sometimes because it's like, I did Balticon and I went into the bathroom and somebody stuck an autograph book under the bathroom stall.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't, you know, it's like enough. It's enough. Yeah.
Yes,
I
haven't had that kind
of
experience just yet. And actually, that's one I don't think I mind not having. But,
but it has
really been nice. My, you know, the Noble Anthony and his Lady Cleopatra have been very well received, and that is really nice.
How did you get to create this? I know it was when you created it. How? I mean, it didn't just puff out of thin air. So how did you do it?
No, these stories were probably more than 20 years in the making. And, you know, I always made up stories.
Believe me.
Yes, everybody who knew me got to hear, you know, these stories at some time or another. And I don't have an exact moment when the idea of a, you know, huge mastiff and his wife, an Abyssinian cat, came to mind. But, you know, I've always had pets. I grew up, you know, I slept with something with four legs and a tail just about all my life. And so we had pets, friends and neighbors, you know, had pets, always loved dogs and cats. And, you know, the basic write what you know, well, this is something I know about, and they're animals, you know, dogs and cats, and they're very quirky personalities.
Do you have another book working on right now, festering?
There is one festering, the third book, but I needed to take a break and step back a little bit, too. You know, book number one... Yeah, all those stories had been festering, you know, for years. Book number two, everything was brand new. And there's that, you know, sophomore panic, you know, am I going to have anything else to say that anyone is going to want to hear? The people who love the first one, are they going to like this one? And so that second book was actually much more stressful to do than the first one. And, you know, the first one, you're just kind of going by, almost a certain level of ignorance here. You know, you write a book, you just throw it out there. Second book, you're a little more sophisticated about how all this works. So that one was really stressful, and I had gave myself a deadline to have it done and everything. So I'm taking a break for a couple of months before I start with book number three. Because I think two books in 2 years is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, I remember when my first book came out, and it was This is when B. Dalton's and Barnes & Noble were out.
Yep.
And okay, I'm dating myself now. Well, B. Dalton's still around, but not many. I went into the B. Dalton's and stupidly said, "Do you have a book by Bennett Pomeranz?" And they looked at me like, "Yeah, we do." And I just stood and looked at it for an hour.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so
I did.
Did you have that kind of, did you have that kind of moment?
Well, I had two like that. I had when it first went up on, the first book went up on Amazon, I called a friend and left a message with her. And we were out when she called back. But she's, you know, yelling and screaming. And she said, "I just saw it on Amazon. I'm so excited." And she did this wonderful line, "I'm in my car and I'm irrational." Right, because she was, and that's been almost 2 years now, and I still have kept that message, and I play it every now and then. And then the other time was, yes, when I had a signing at our local Barnes & Noble, and, you know, they did a local author's day, and it was not only cool to, you know, be there and see my book there, but to meet some of the other local authors from the area too. That's also been a really nice part of this journey, to meet some really cool people who are doing the same thing.
Oh yeah, I think it's a, you know, it's funny when you get approached as an author. Do you feel a difference or do you feel the same?
I always feel, at this stage of the game, surprised. My first book signing was for some friends of ours, and he was going to send the book to his mom. And he said, you know, "How much are the books?" And I told him. And he said, "That's fine. How much for the signing?" And I looked at him and I just laughed. And I said, "You know, I know that there's some people, authors and sports people, who pay for signings. You know, you have to pay for their signings.
Right.
And maybe one day I'll get there. But right now, I'm just thrilled to death somebody wants my book."
Oh, I am too.
Right, and so that's my feeling each and every time. It has not become so ordinary that, you know,
just remember,
like,
I have a birthday at the end of the month. You know what I want as a gift, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's autographed, personal.
Yeah. But of course.
A friend of mine is an author. And he says, "I have a manuscript that I just wrote," and he sent me a file. And I'm like, "That's nice. I can't read it on an iPad." He says, "Put it in your computer, it's you know, and read it." I said, "Okay, boss." And read it. We're like, it's a very good book. I cannot tell you the author because he's working on it, but it is blowing me away.
But I've managed to get in some authors groups, and it's been very nice to talk to and be able to encourage, you know, some other people to be able to say, "Yes, you can do this," and you know, you're
looking
to find an audience.
Elementary school. So when are we going to hit an elementary school?
Well, I actually haven't done any speaking engagements at schools just yet, but I have at several different book club type events, and that has been a lot of fun. And matter of fact, at one, I was really surprised because the people had not read either one of my books, because that was, you know, kind of a question I asked, you know, because so I could kind of know what direction to go in. And so instead of talking about, you know, my books specifically, it was more, okay, has anybody in the room ever thought about writing a book, or had a family member thought about it? And hands went up. And that's actually what we talked about, and it was a great meeting.
Ooh. Well, these were adults, not children, right?
Yes, yes. These were all adults. Actually, even though the noble Anthony and his lady Cleopatra are in the youth category, my biggest and most ardent fans are all adults.
I have to tell you, I know this story because I've heard her relay it. Have you thought of doing an audio presentation?
We have thought about that. And I'm thinking that probably within the next 12 to 18 months, that will be happening.
So I'll go to my local Audible and get both of them, get both books together, and sit there and go, yeah, baby. And then go, yeah. And we're not getting, hopefully you won't get Samuel Jackson to read.
No, I've, that's one of the things I've been thinking about is who will do the voices. I actually might do Cleopatra's voice myself.
Well, you know, and the noble Anthony needs to be portrayed by a man with such class. Go ahead.
Yes, so we need a good male voice. He has to be reassuring sounding, but at the same time, you know, also confident, in charge, because, you know, he's the one that keeps Cleopatra together. I mean, you know, she only pays attention to Anthony, her beloved. You know, for her, anybody else is kind of, you know, chopped liver. But she tolerates the rest of the world, but she adores and will do anything for her beloved Anthony.
I know you've told, I heard this story years ago. I'm not going to say how long ago it was. I have enough respect that I won't get hit later. But I've heard this story years ago. It is lovely. When I heard you were doing all the parts, though, and it was,
yes,
it was.
I did everything.
I love you anyway, but it was like I was so in love listening to this. I'm like, when is she doing the audiobook? Because I was hooked. I mean, you got me lock, stock, and barrel. I was hooked.
Well, can I give a little capsulation for maybe some of your listeners who haven't read
the
book?
That would be fine. We're going to even send them to the Amazon link soon.
That sounds cool. Well, Anthony and Cleopatra, first of all, Anthony is a 250-pound English Mastiff. And
looks just like me, by the way.
What?
I said he looks just like me, of course.
Oh. No, you are not the model for this one this time.
Damn.
And his wife is Cleopatra, an Abyssinian cat. Now, they have been together since the times of the pharaohs. It's a time that Cleopatra refers to when humans were wiser and worshipped cats as they should. And they both lived in the temple of Beset, the Egyptian god with the face of a cat and the body of a human woman. And they were sent to live with another family for a while and to take watch over those children. And the parents were out one night when two men broke into the house to rob it. And at first, the two men were just going to steal some things, but then they realized that the children would be able to identify them, so they decided to harm the children. And Anthony is a caretaker of all children. And in the scuffle that occurred, he was stabbed and died. And Cleopatra threw herself on his body, and she too died of a broken heart at that time. But Bessette heard their cries, and rewarded them with the gift of reincarnation. So what happens now is they come to live with a family, always a family that has children, and they help to raise the children as all pets do. And when the children go off into their adult lives, they die as pets do. But then they reappear at a different time, at a different place, with a new family. And this goes on again. And so they have been doing this throughout the centuries and have been with many families over that time. And right now they happen to be with the Wilkinson family and their two sons in Bowie, Maryland.
Well, let's say it this way. You have a third book already for me. I love it. I'm an adult. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's like, and I'm going to say this because I've known you long enough. I've sat at your kitchen table and you read, or didn't read it, but acted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, storytelled. I don't know how you'd like to say it. But I sat there in amazement. My mouth was open. And here she is now doing it in book form. And I'm like, God, it is so good. It really sounds wonderful.
Well,
I know that from a personal experience. I remember one Christmas.
Personally, I think they're sweet stories of family, love, commitment, and community. Because like I said, Anthony loves, you know, people and loves children. Cleopatra just tolerates everybody else. She loves him. And matter of fact, when they speak to each other, they rarely call each other by name. They usually refer to each other as my beloved and, you know, my wonderful husband.
That does sound familiar, don't it? It does. It sounds, and I'm not trying to be rude, it sounds like you and your husband, and I love him dearly, too.
That's where some of that came from.
I know. Believe me. I've known you long enough. I can say that not just as a critic, not just as a host, but I know you guys on a personal level, and I know how wonderful it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get an Amazon link so I can send these lovely people to your book.
Okay.
And how they look
it
up.
Well, they have to put in Paulette Gaineswood or the noble Anthony and his lady Cleopatra. Or for the second book, it would be the noble Anthony and his lady Cleopatra return home.
Okay.
And,
I have a question from Diane. Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question. How would I get your autograph on these books or on a book?
Well, if you go to either Anthony and Cleopatra's Facebook page, which is the noble Anthony and his lady Cleopatra on Facebook, or you go to my own web page, which is Paulette Gaineswood, and request that, we can get that done. You know, you request and, of course, address and all that and, who you want it dedicated to. That's very easy to make happen.
Okay. his name's Anthony too, asked, is there a fee for that?
The books themselves are $10 a piece, and the postage is, I think it's like, it's about $3. Yeah, about $3 each.
No,
for,
they're talking about the autograph. Some people charge
for
autograph.
No, no.
Hey,
like I said,
I'm only a civil servant here trying to do a job.
Yes. I am thrilled that somebody, you know, would like to have my books and have, you know, the autograph. So, no, there is no extra charge for signing.
Okay.
I am very happy to sign for anyone.
I got a check. No, my. I have known you long enough I can be able to kid with you, and I love you dearly, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I mean that, and George knows how I mean that. When my wife, Pat, this lovely lady called me, and I needed that. Thank you for that, too.
Oh, you are so welcome. Evelyn,
that is not
definitely dear, sweet lady. And I got to tell everybody how we met. All right, Pete, those of you who know Bennett probably know that he has collected comics and movie memorabilia and everything for centuries. I can say that because I've known him for centuries. And my husband, George, decided, much to my amazement, he collects comics, and he decided that he was going to sell part of his collection. And so he put an ad in one of the local papers. And Bennett responded to the ad. And the two of them talked, and, you know, they're both collectors. Now, they collected slightly, you know, different types of books, you know, different types of comics, but still they were collectors. And so they chatted, and, you know, both guys, yes, were both married, and found out that both the wives were also enjoyed sewing and other crafts. And, you know, then I got on the phone, talked with you, talked with Evelyn, and I'm going to say within probably less than a week, we had you guys come over for coffee and dessert, and that was
She makes a good
it.
Dessert. It wasn't store-bought. She made it.
Yeah.
I can
and,
say that,
and, you know,
okay?
I got to know your brother, your mom, your dad, and we were just great friends.
I know. We have about a minute and a half left. Any final words? I'm not not final like you, but, you know. I said that to one person. He says, yeah, I'm dying. Bye.
I am going to say, anyone, if you have been thinking about writing a book, go ahead and do it. It's not as hard as you might think. There are lots of support out there, and you will be so thrilled with yourself. So even if nobody but just your family reads it, who cares? Still do it. You will be a published author, and that is cool.
Thank you. Being a published author, I know. Next week, Rachel Thompson, who is also a published author, does so much. I don't even want to go into how much she does. Will be my guest sitting here next week. Good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Thank you. Okay, we've got about 9, 8, 7. Okay. All I want to say is before I leave, thank you all for the support that you've given me. You've been wonderful. To the guests that are coming on, you're all wonderful. To the people that have been great, thank you. Have a good night. Be well.